Chapter 2. Wulume the Warrior. When Wapiri was a bit older, her parents often allowed her to visit her uncle Wulume. He lived quite far from the rest of the tribe, deep in the forest, surrounded by big leafy trees and a small stream. His house was a humble cottage built into a large rock. No one would ever think the once mighty leader of the forest wolf tribe lived in it, but whenever you approached it, it radiated warmth and energy. The cottage was filled with books and treasures from all his adventures. Yes, it was a very special place. Wapiri loved to go there. She loved to sit with Wulume next to his hearth, where there was always a fire burning, and listen to his stories. He'd been on countless journeys, and he would tell her about all his wonderful experiences. Some stories were terrifying, some were funny, and some were very sad. But with each story, she would learn more about her uncle, she would learn more about life, and ultimately she would learn more about herself. She always enjoyed her time with Wulume. Near him, she felt alive. One day during the holidays, her parents sent her to stay with her uncle for a few days. She packed her bags and set off in the direction of Wulume's house. It was a long walk, but she did not mind, because it was a beautiful road and very safe. When she arrived at Wulume's cottage, he welcomed her with a big hug and then went to his fireplace to make his favorite tea. While he was busy, Wapiri looked at her uncle. He went about his task so gracefully. Every move he made looked like a small dance. He had a gentleness about him, as if everything he touched was precious. He brought a sense of beauty to everything he did. But then she looked at his face and became sad. No matter how many times she came to visit him, she would never get used to the big scar beneath his left eye. It was an old scar that had healed over time, but to Wapiri, it always looked new and painful. It reminded her of the day he got the scar. Wulume's scar. Long ago, when Wapiri was a tiny cub, she was playing outside amongst the flowers. She saw a beautiful butterfly with large, brightly colored wings fluttering by, and being curious by nature, she started chasing it. She was so mesmerized by the butterfly that she did not look where she was going and ended up following it deep into the forest. The butterfly flew up and up to the top of the highest tree, then disappeared amongst the leaves. That is when Wapiri stopped. With a terrible fright, she realized she did not know where she was. She was lost. She grew scared and started running blindly in one direction, becoming even more lost. Soon, she was very tired. She started crying softly, little tears rolling from her eyes. She was so afraid, and she did not know what to do. Then she heard a noise. A twig broke behind a bush, and there was a sinister laugh. Ha 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 ha! She looked up. From out of the bushes, she saw five big hyenas walking towards her. They had patchy fur, and their eyes were dull and empty. Their teeth were jagged and sharp. They had saliva dripping from their mouths. They slowly moved closer to her, their bodies low and ready, their fangs bared. Wapiri could see the hunger in their eyes. She could smell death on their breaths. She was terrified. She could not move. She knew the hyenas were going to kill and eat her. Suddenly, she heard another loud noise from the bushes behind her. A large black shape jumped over her, landing powerfully between her and the hyenas. It was Wulume. Wulume had followed her scent and found her just in time. But he was on his own. The hyenas scattered for a brief moment, but when they realized Wulume was alone, they came back. This time they seemed even hungrier and meaner. Wulume stood up to his full impressive height. He looked down at the leader of the hyenas, staring down into his eyes. In a slow, confident voice, he said, "The cub had lost her way. She should not be here. This is your part of the forest. She made a mistake and we apologize, but I will take her with me now." The leader of the hyenas, Kuba, was momentarily confused and uncertain. Never had a single wolf stood up to his entire gang. Solitary wolves would usually run away terrified when confronted by his large group of hyenas. but not Walume. He was different. And it made Kuba feel uneasy. Kuba, the big bad hyena, felt afraid. The other hyenas all looked at their leader, waiting for his guidance. Kuba realized he had to do something. He had to pretend to be confident, otherwise his pack would no longer be afraid of him. He knew that if they did not fear him, they would not follow him. He would be alone. This made Kuba even more scared. So he did the only thing he knew how to do. He attacked. All the hyenas joined him and jumped at Walume. They were going to kill Walume. But Walume was a warrior wolf. He was strong and fast. He had spent many years preparing to fight, and he was a wise wolf. He did not turn and run like the hyenas expected. No, he met the attack head on. The hyenas were caught by surprise, and they did not have any defense ready. In a flash, Walume grabbed the paw of the attacker on his left and twisted it, pulling him off balance, while kicking the hyenas on his right in the belly, causing both attackers to fall to the ground, whimpering in pain. Walume briefly looked back at Wapiri to see if she was safe. In that moment, Kuba scratched Walume in the face with his sharp, crooked nails. A huge gash appeared underneath Walume's left eye. A red fountain of blood gushed forth. Kuba could smell the blood. He thought Walume was done for, because normally whenever Kuba hurt his victims, they would simply give up. So many creatures give up when they feel pain, or when they are injured. But this time, Kuba was wrong. Walume the warrior wolf did not give up. Walume used the pain he felt to give him strength. With all his might, he grabbed Kuba by the throat, picked him up, and threw him to the ground. Kuba gave such a loud yelp of pain that all the other hyenas stopped immediately, frozen in shock. Walume tightened his grip on Kuba's throat. Through his teeth, he growled, "I will take the cub with me, and we will leave in peace. Do you understand?" Kuba was terrified and could only manage a little whimper. "Yes." Walume and Wapiri went home safely. Wapiri remembered that entire incident as if it happened yesterday. It made her feel proud of her uncle. It made her feel angry at the hyenas. It made her feel sad as she realized again that Walume was hurt because of her. Wapiri did not like to see other creatures being hurt. In a soft, sincere voice, she said to Walume, "Uncle, I'm sorry that I wandered into the woods as a cub. I'm sorry that you had to save me, and I'm sorry those bullies hurt you. You were innocent, but now you have a scar. You were just a victim." When Walume heard this, he put down his tea gently, looked at his knees, and with a soft smile he said, "Wapiri, I chose to go and look for you. I chose to confront the hyenas. I chose to fight them. My scar is simply the result of my choices, not yours. I will never be a victim because I do not blame anybody or anything. I choose what I do and I accept what I have done. That is why I am a warrior wolf. Wapiri, we are warrior wolves."